Come, let us sing to Adonai. Let us praise the God of all creation. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. Let the earth and all living things praise the greatness of God. Let all people extol the glory of Adonai. Lord, lover of the human heart, earth soars her dawn, her day and rest. How holy is our planet home, whose gifts your love all manifest. So deep your love, so reckless, sure, you loved us even in our sin, pursued us, shared our pain and death, determined at the last to win. Embrace and fold us in your breath, so warmed may we be set ablaze. Close draw us to your wounded side, the wounds we bear will then be grace. Love crucified twice hallows earth, which God deemed good and filled with grace. Hear holy ground, hear heaven's gate, with awe therefore our earth embrace. We bless you, holy deathless one. We bless you, Christ, God's wounded word. We bless you, breath, our breath and life. Your praise through all the earth be heard. Amen. If you cleanse me, O God, I will be like new, and your light will make me brighter than snow. If you cleanse me, O God, I will be like new, and your light will make me brighter than snow. Have mercy on me, O God, in your loving kindness. In your compassion, blot out my offense. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. If you cleanse me, O God, I will be like new, and your light will make me brighter than snow. I know full well my misdeeds, and my sin is ever before me. Against you only have I sinned, and done what is evil in your sight. If you cleanse me, O God, I will be like new, and your light will make me brighter than snow. Yet you look for truth in my inmost being, and teach me wisdom in my heart. Purify me, that I may be clean. Wash me, make me brighter than snow. If you cleanse me, O God, I will be like new, and your light will make me brighter than snow. Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence, and take not your Holy Spirit from me. If you cleanse me, O God, I will be like new, and your light will make me brighter than snow. Deliver me from death, O God, my Savior, and my tongue may sing of your justice. O love, open my lips, and my mouth shall proclaim your praise. If you cleanse me, O God, I will be like new, and your light will make me brighter than snow. You have no delight in sacrifices. A burnt offering from me would not please you. The sacrifice you accept is a humble spirit. A broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not reject. If you cleanse me, O God, I will be like new, and your light will make me brighter than snow. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. If you cleanse me, O God, I will be like new, and your light will make me brighter than snow.
A reading from the letter of Paul to the Galatians. Sisters and brothers, may I never boast of anything except the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by which the world has been crucified to me and I to the world. From now on, let no one make trouble for me, for I carry the marks of Jesus branded on my body. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
The command of Adonai is clear. It gives light to the eyes. The command of Adonai is clear. It gives light to the eyes. Those who love their neighbors have fulfilled the law. Love is the fulfilling of the law. It gives light to the eyes. The command of Adonai is clear. It gives light to the eyes. O Adonai, deliver us from our enemies and from the control of our oppressors. Blessed be Adonai, the God of Israel, who visits this people to set us free, raising for us a sign of salvation in the house and family of David. God promised throughout past ages, in words of holy prophets, to save us from our enemies and from the control of our oppressors. Adonai favored our ancestors and remembered the sacred covenant. The pledge to Abraham and Sarah is now renewed for us. That freed from the grip of our foes, we might worship without fear and be both just and holy for the rest of our days. And you, child called Prophet of the Most High, will go ahead to prepare the way by teaching this people of salvation through forgiveness of their sins. For the loving compassion of the Holy One, as the rising sun will shine upon us to illumine the darkness and dispel death's shadow, to guide our feet on the way of peace. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. O Adonai, deliver us from our enemies and from the control of our oppressors.
Based on the teachings of St. Francis de Sales, we pray. May we have patience with all things, especially with ourselves. May we trust that you are in charge of all things today, and will take care of all things tomorrow. Shield us today from suffering, or give us unfailing strength to bear all things with joy. Help us to be at peace in the present moment, and to dismiss all anxious thoughts and imagination. May we not wish to be anything other than who you made us to be. When we wander away from the shelter of your love, lead us back to you with quiet and simplicity. Create in us clean hearts, O God, and fill us with your Holy Spirit. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Holy One and God of endless compassion, you are the praise of all your saints and the joy of all creation. Direct all our actions by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, and further them on with your continual help, so that every prayer and work of ours may always begin from you and through you be brought to completion. For yours is the power and glory of love, now and forever. Amen. May God lead us safely through all things, and when we cannot stand it, may God surround us with those loving arms of compassion. Amen. Let us bless the world with peace and give thanks to God.